Today's Amud is Chagiga Yud Beis Amabez. We're holding on Yud Beis Amabez, seven lines from the top, by the words Tanya Rab Yosi Omer. So it says the Gemara Tanya Rab Yosi Omer, Rab Yosi said, that Ay Lahem Labriyos, woe is to the Briyos, woe is to people, Shavroyos, Ve'inan Yoidos, Marayos, they see and they don't chap what they're seeing. They see that the world stands, and they don't understand what the world is standing on. They think it's just standing on air. It's not true. On what does the world stand? There are pillars that are holding up the world. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, that there's amudim that are holding up the world. Now amudim alamayim, and even these pillars, what do these pillars stand on? The pillars stand on water. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, that the world stands on mayim. We just said stands on pillars. It's because the pillars are on the water. Mayim alaharim, this water stands on mountains. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, al harim yam dumayim, that on the mountains is water. So the pillars are on the water, which are on the mountains. Harim beruach, the harim are on winds. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, ki hine yitzer harim ubayre ruach, that underneath the harim is ruach. Ruach v'sa'ara, the winds stand on storms. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, ruach sa'ara oisa devarei. So you see that the ruach is next to the sa'ara, is next to the storms. And sa'ara is tzuliya b'zreya shel Kadosh Baruch Hu, and these storms are standing on the arm kaviyachol of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, umitachas rayos olam, that there's the arms of the world, referring to kaviyachol Kadosh Baruch Hu's arms that are holding up the world. The chachamim say al shteim esrei amudim aymedes, that the world doesn't stand on these amudim, it stands on 12 amudim. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, yatzev gavulais amim lemisper bnei Yisrael, that Kadosh Baruch Hu sets the gvulais of the world according to the Misbar B'nai Yisrael, means according to the Yud Beis Shvatim, the 12 Shvatim. There are Yud Beis, there are 12 pillars. V'yesh Ayimrim Shiva Amudim, some say that there are 7 pillars. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Chatzva Amudeha Shiva, that there are 7 Amudim. Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua Ayimr Al Amud Echa, that there's one pillar that holds up the world. V'tzadik Shemai, and his name is Tzadik. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, V'tzadik Yisoyd Olam, that Tzadik is the Yisoyd of the world, is the pillar of the world, that's what holds up the world. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Shnei Rekiyim Heim, there are two Rekiyas, there are two Shamayim. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Heim La Hashem Aleikecha, HaShamayim Ushmei HaShamayim. So you see that there's two Shamayim, one's Shamayim, and the other one is Shmei HaShamayim. Reish Lakish Amar Shiva, Reish Lakish says that really, if you break it down, it's 7 Rekiyas. Ve'elu Heim, these are the names of the 7, Viloin Rekiyah, Shchakim, Zvul, Ma'oin, Machoin, Aravai. So really the discussion of most of the next, until the bottom of the Amud, is just going to be describing what exactly goes on in these 7 Rekiyas, and how do we know that they're actually Shemayim. So Viloin, Rekiyah, Shchakim, Zvul, Ma'ain, Machoin, and Aravais. So Viloin, we'll go through each one. Viloin, what goes on in Viloin? Einei Mishamish Klum, absolutely nothing. It doesn't do anything. El Nichna Shachris V'yotzei Arvis, all it does is act as a curtain. It comes in the morning, it comes out at night, U'mechadesh b'chol yoyim ma'asei bereishis, and it makes the ma'asei bereishis like a new every single day. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Hanayte kadoik Shemayim v'yimtachim that this V-loin, it acts like a V-loin, it acts like a curtain, it just gets spread like a curtain, it gets spread, it's stretched out like a tent, that's its whole tachlis. Rekiyah is the next one. Rekiyah shabai chama ulavana kichavu mazal leis kevuah. It's inside the Rekiyah that we have all the different constellations, the sun and the moon, and all these things. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, vayitin oisam alukim berekiyah hashamayim. And Hashem placed these different celestial beings in the Rekiyah hashamayim, so you see it's all in the Rekiyah, and that's one of the Shemayims. Shechakim is Sheboi Rechayim, and Shechakim is, Shechak is the crush up. Over there in Shechakim is a millstone, and it's a Rechayim Oimdais. There's a millstone over there. V'toychana is man l'tzadikim, and it grinds up man for the tzadikim. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, V'yitzav Shechakim imal, v'dalsei Shemayim pasach, v'yamter aleim man l'echol. So you see, the Shechakim is in the Shemayim, and it grinds up man for the tzadikim to eat. Zvul, Shebo Yerushalayim Beis HaMikdash. In Zvul is where we have the Yerushalayim Shalmaila, the Beis HaMikdash Shalmaila, Umizbeach Banoi, there's a Bizbeach over there, Umichol, Hasar HaGadol, Oiminu Makrival of Carbon, and every day Michol, the Sar HaGadol, brings a carbon on this Mizbeach that's in this Yerushalayim and Beis HaMikdash Shalmaila. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, meaning we know that the Beis HaMikdash is there in the Zvul, as the Pasuk says, Banu Benisi Beis Zvul Lach, that you see that there's a Benisi, there's a Beis HaMikdash in Zvul. Machoin L'Shiftecha Yilamit. So now it doesn't mention anything about Shemayim in this pasuk. So how do we know that Zvul is called is one of the Shemayims? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Habit mi Shemayim urei mi Zvul katshecha v'tifartecha." Look from Shemayim, from Zvul, so you see Zvul is one of the Shemayims. Ma'ain, what's Ma'ain? Shaboy kitei shemalachi hashares. There's groups of malachi hashares. Shaim reshira b'layla. They sing to Hakadosh Baruch Hu at night. V'chasha ispayoyim, and they're quiet by day. They kvaid and shal Yisrael because of the covet of Klal Yisrael that they're singing by day. So instead, these malachim, they only sing at night. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Yoimam Yitzava Hashem Chasta Yuvalayla Shirei Yami Imi, that my nation, these malachim, they sing in Ma'oin at night. In Amarei Shlakish, before we get to how we know Ma'oin now is a Shemayim, the Gemara just goes on a little bit of a tangent. Says the Gemara of Amarei Shlakish, Shlakish said that Kol Isaac Batayra Balayla, anybody who learns Taira late at night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meishich Olav Chutzal Chasid Bayoim. Part of the schar is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him a certain chut of chesed by day. He has a certain chain that he has by day. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Yoima mitzav Hashem chastoy, Hashem gives him chain, Hashem gives him chesed by day. Umatam, what's the reason? Umatam Yoima mitzav Hashem chastoy, what's the reason for this, that Hashem gives him this? Mishom uvelay l'shirei imi, it's because he was singing at night, he was learning Torah at night. V'igad amri, some say that Amri Shlakish kol oisik pater b'ilam has the Shudaima Lalaila, that the drasha is like this. Anybody who learns Torah in this world, which is similar to night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe L'chut Shal Chasta L'Olam Habo Shudaima L'Yoyim Shenemaru Yoyim Hashem Yitzav Hashem Chasta V'Laila Shirei Imi. So it's the same drasha, just now instead of talking about actual day and night, we're talking about Olam Hazeh, which is Daima Lalaila, and Olam Habo, which is Daima T'Yoyim. Amar of Levi, kol ha'paisek midivrei Torah. Anybody who stops learning Torah, he's mevatel from Torah. Va'aisek midivrei sicha, and instead he's mevatel Torah, he just starts chatting away. So the punishment is machilin aisek gachle resamim, very scary. We feed him, literally he gets fed. The gachle resamim is juniper coals, which is a type of wood that when you heat it up and make it into coals, it's extremely, extremely hot. So we put that into his mouth. Shenemar is the pasuk says, Hakoitvim Maluach Alesiach, that somebody who stops, he's Koitev, he quits his learning from the Luchais, and he starts acting, just starts battling, he starts Siach Betela, he starts just schmoozing, Vishayrish Rasalim Lachmam, so we give him juniper as his bread, we give him this hot wood as his bread. Uminalan Dikri Shamayim. Now going back to Ma'ain, that we said Ma'ain has these Malachim that sing at night, so how do we know that Ma'ain is called Shamayim? Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Hashkin. So you see, Ma'ayin is in the Shemayim. Machoin, what's Machoin? Shabai, Oitzrei, Shalag, Va'oitzrei, Baran. There we have Oitzrei of different things that are not so good. Of snow and hail, Valias Kalim Rayim, bad dew, Valias Agalim, things that destroy the crops, V'charara, Shalsufa, Usara, different types of storms, Uma'ara, Shalkitor, and smoke, Udal Soisei, and Eish, and its doors are made out of fire. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Yift, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will open for you his good oitzer. Now his good oitzer is mashma that there's an oitzer that's not toiv, and that's this machoin. This machoin is where we have this oitzer of things that are not toiv. Now ask the Gemara, Hani Berakia Yisneu, you're really going to tell me that this oitzer that's not toiv, that's in the Shemayim, that's so close to Hashem? Hani Ba'are Yisneu, but we know that these things are on the Aretz. Dechzim, as the Pasuk says, Halu as Hashem min Aretz, Tanin v'chol tohoim, all these things are in the Aretz. It says, Halu was Hashem in the Aretz. And we list all these things, so it sounds like it's on the Aretz, not by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Some Rav Yudah, my Rav, Rav Yudah said the name of Rav, that it's two different, it depends. David, really, it started off that these things were in the Shemayim. But David, Bikesh, Aleim Rachimim, Vahividan La'aretz. David HaMelech was with David, and he brought them down to the Aretz. Amar Lefanav, he davened to Hashem, and he said to him, Ribbono Shel Olam, Loi Kel Chal. chafetz resha ata. You're not a God who seeks evil. Lo yagurcha ra, tzadik ata Hashem, lo yagur b'megurcha ra. Things that are not good don't live by you. So how could you have these things so close to you in the Shemayim, and David HaMelech daven that they should go to the Aretz, and that's why David HaMelech says in Tehillim, halu es Hashem in the Aretz, and he lists these things. When we know l'dekri Shemayim, now how do we know that Machoin is one of the Shemayims? The Chassidus, as the pasuk says, Va'ata tishma Shemayim Machoin Shiftecha. So you see, Machoin is in the Shemayim. Aravais is the seventh and final Rikia. So we said there's Shiva Rikian. Aravais was the seventh one. So what goes on in Aravais? Shabbat Tzedek Mishpat Utztaka. There we have, that's the closest to Hashem. That's where we have Tzedek Mishpat Tzedaka, Ginzei Chaim, Ginzei Shalom, Ginzei Bracha, Unishmas and Shal Tzadikim, the Neshamais of the Tzadikim, Veruchais, Unishamais, Shasali Hibareis, Neshamais that are going to be created, Utal Shasada Kadosh Baruch Hu Hachiyas Beimesim, and the dew that's going, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to create, there's going to use to be Mechayim Esim, that's all up there in the seventh Rekia, all the way right by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzadik u'mishpat, Tchsev, as the Pasuk says, Tzadik u'mishpat, Mechayim Kisecha, Mechayim Kisecha is right by your Kisei, is all the way up there, right by your Kisei, so you see, that's in Aravais. Tzadaka, Tchsev, Yil Bash Tzadaka Keshiryon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu literally wears it, or Kaviyachol wears it, so you see, it's all the way right next to him. Ginzei Chayim, Tchsev, Ki Imcha Mekar Chayim, it's right by you. Ginzei Shalom, Tchsev, Yikur Lo Hashem Shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right there. Uginze Bracha Dechsev Yisa Bracha Me'es Hashem. Bracha is Me'es Hashem, is from right next to Hashem. Nishmas and Shal Tzadikim Dechsev Ha'is Nefesh Adoni Tzerura B'tzvara Chayim Es Hashem Aleikecha, with Kaviyachol Hashem Aleikecha. So you see, it's right by Hashem. Rucha Yisu Neshama Yishasad Yibarei Is Dechsev Ki Ruach Milefonai Yatoif Neshama Yis Ani Asisi. So you see, it's right by Hashem. Utal Shasad HaKadosh Baruch Hu Achiz Be'mesim Dechsev, as the Pasuk says, Hashem Nidava is Tanif Elikim, Nachlascha Venila Ata Kainanta, that you mamish, it's right by you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Shama, also over there, in Arava, it says, Eifanim, Usrafim, V'chayas HaKodesh, U'mach Yasharis, V'kisei HaKavod, all these things are also right there in Arava, and Melech Kelchai, Ram V'nisa, Sheikhin Aleim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachos, on top of all that, Ba'arava, in Arava, Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, Soilu L'Reichi, Ba'arava, is B'kashimai. When we know in Dikri Shema, now, how do we know that this Aravais is a Shemayim? Asya Rechiva Rechiva. We have Xer Shava of Rechiva Rechiva. Ksiv Hacha Soilu L'Reichiv Ba'Aravais. It says Reichiv by the word Aravais. Uksiv Hasam Reichiv Shemayim Be'ezrecha. So you see Reichiv associated with Shemayim, Reichiv associated with Aravais. You see Aravais is one of the Shemayims. Now, says the Gemara, V'Cheshech Va'anon Va'Arafa Makifin Eisai. That above all of this, there's Cheshech, there's darkness and clouds, and all this is surrounding it. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, Yashes Chayshech Sisrei Sivivaysev Sukasrei Cheshchas Mayim Avishchakim. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes Chayshech in his concealment. Right by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has Chayshech. Ask the Gemara, Mika Chashucha Kameshmayo. Really, there's Chayshech, there's darkness by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vaksim, but the pasuk says, Hu Gali Amikta, Hu Mistatrasa, Yadam Abichashech, Hu Nahira, Yime Shrei. That Yime Shrei, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, dwells Nahira, dwells light. That there's light by Hashem, not Chayshech. Says the Gemara, like Kasha, Habibati Gavoi, Habibati Barai. One's in the inner chambers, that's where there's only light, and Nuhura Imeshari, that's by the inner chambers, and Habibati Barai in the outer chambers, that's where there's Chayshach.